get on your phone. We're gonna do a role play. Ready? And I'll you read your part, I'll read mine, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Theme music fades out as Matthew Winter and Sam Davis start talking. G'day, mate. Welcome to On We Talk, the podcast where we chat about whatever the bloody hell we want. I'm your host, Matthew Winter, and as always, I'm here with my trusty sidekick, Sam Davis.
G'day, everyone. How are you going?
Put a bit more fucking pep in it, please. And come on.
It's an absolute nonsense today.
Absolutely, mate. We've got a ripper of a show lined up for you today. But before we get into it, Sam, how's your week been? Any crazy stories to share?
Well, Matt, it has been a pretty dull week. To be honest, just the usual routine of working my ass off and trying to avoid my boss. Although I did rather have an interesting encounter at the grocery store the other day.
Oh, do tell.
So I'm just minding my own business, grabbing some avocados, when this bloke in front of me starts going on a rant about how millennials are killing the avocado industry. I couldn't resist. So I chimed in with some cheeky banter about how it's all part of the grand plan to take over the world, one smashed avo at a time. The look on his face, mate, it was priceless.
Classic, mate. You always know how to spice things up. Speaking of which, I've got a story that'll make your jaw drop.
Lay it on me, mate.
All right, so picture this. I'm at the local pub, just enjoying a quiet pint, when all of a sudden this bloke walks in wearing nothing but a sombrero and a pair of flip-flops. He starts dancing on the bar, belting out Waltzing Matilda at the top of his lungs. It was like a scene straight out of Crocodile Dundee movie, I tell ya.
You're bloody kidding me. That's insane, mate. I wish I could witness something like that in real life.
Yeah, mate, it was a sight to behold. You just never know what you're going to come across in this crazy country. Okay, I don't want to do any more of this. It's actually
ain't
like
that
really
the truth.
No, but we're not doing any more. No,
so bloody
stop.
Entertaining, right?
No, it's actually worse than I expected. That was
well,
I used.
Matt,
no,
your
stop
hat for this one. You're
going to kidding?
The DIY
no,
gone wrong. I've got some real horror stories to share, mate.
Okay, we're done with it. So look, I used ChatGPT.
It was going really well.
It was garbage. I hated it. I used ChatGPT. I typed in, hey, can you give me a podcast intro for On We Talk, an Australian podcast hosted by Matthew Winter and Sam Davis? And because you typed in Australian, it went fucking full out. Pint, Crocodile Dundee, standing on the bar singing Waltzing Matilda. So if you think AI is going to take over in the future, I don't think it's really going to do that much.
Well, half of that is what people think of Australia and half of that is uniquely Australian. So at least they got half of it right. But, I mean, the Waltzing Matilda part. Yeah.
I'm sort of glad they didn't Steve Irwin Stingray joke or something in there.
Whoa.
That's something I'd rather make. He's not even a national icon. Hey, he sold out. He sold out. Saw that movie with the aliens? Remember that? It was like Steve Irwin saving Australia from the aliens. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wasn't it just him on the swamp saving crocs? Crocs?
There was a movie, like a Hollywood movie, where he saved the world from aliens. It was
really
weird.
I do not remember. I think you're thinking of someone else, mate.
I'm definitely not, and I'll find proof of it. But regardless,
I know his whole career, but anyway.
Look at his whole career. Welcome back to the On We Talk podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Winter.
This man drinking some piss. Oh.
It's peppermint tea. It's peppermint tea, okay?
I didn't know they called piss peppermint tea in Scone.
Ah, you're so funny. This is actually, can you believe it? It's
Happy
the 8th
birthday.
Anniversary. Happy birthday to you. Happy
you
birthday
live
to
in
you.
A zoo. You look like a monkey. And your career's like one, too.
You know, I actually sang that it was one of like the Aboriginal schools in Blacktown. And because You know, there was a whole episode of Degrassi, serious? The Next Generation. No, why would I do that?
Your
there was
a whole episode like a skit of if that actually happened.
No, I wouldn't do that. There was an episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation, where like the popular girl, she painted like the opposing team as like a zoo and like a bunch of, and she painted the black girl as a gorilla, and she couldn't understand what she did wrong.
Of course. And she was like this blonde white chick that was just, you didn't
brunette actually, but.
Oh, there you go. Brunettes are dumb too, guys.
Mm. Anyway, this is our 8th anniversary of the podcast. Actually, it's not a podcast. It's of the entire Ennui. And when I say the entire Ennui, I mean on April 18th, 8 years ago, I registered We Are Ennui Proprietary Limited as a company. And we've made like $20 since then.
You're 2 months older than me though, mate, your company. Fuck.
Really? What do you mean?
Because I never registered Sam's Movies.
Sam's fucking movies. You need to move on from that moniker. You are now Sam from Ennui and you are nothing more.
And I'm also Sam Davis.
No. I own that. I own that right. I own that. Just like when you join the WWE.
A dirty deal.
That's what they did to John Cena. They pretty much own all of him now.
Heard about the story about how you can't see me thing happened. It was like his friend just telling him, when you go out on stage, you should do this. And he was just like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, do this. And he's like, okay, I'm going to do that, but a bit differently. And he just did that. And then it just caught on. And he's like, now I've been doing this stupid thing my friend told me to do for like freaking 20 years.
Have you seen him do it with the grandma? And she goes, you can't see me. Also, for our listeners, if you can't see it, we're shaking our hand in front of our face.
Yeah, like they can't see. Anyway, they can't see us. Invisible. No. Their time is up and our time is now.
Topic.
Yeah, okay.
You can't see me. Well, my time is now. Isn't it crazy how we rhymed? We did. I'll get 6 more in. Surely. I've been around for 8 years. Thoughts? Why not successful? Thoughts?
I don't think it's about success, but I mean, maybe, you know, it is somewhat, but, it's a long time to be doing YouTube, and people watching are just like, oh yeah, 8 years, whatever. In YouTube years, that's like 80 years because YouTube goes very slow. And most of the time it's just you and all the shit you're doing to get a channel and a business, in your case, rolling, is very arduous and time consuming and takes up a shit ton of time. And it's probably, I'm guessing there would have been like 50 days in the last 8 years where you weren't doing anything Ennui related. So like so if most of the time you're thinking about it. So it's like, what people don't realize is a ton of work goes into this stuff. And 8 years, we're upsitting, we're not upstanding for celebration of Ennui.
So the thing is, even though it's been around for 8 years, the amount of videos I've actually made and released, not good. And I think I just have a high expectation. Because the thing is, when Ennui was created, it was heavily inspired by like Adult Swim and Filthy Frank, who was putting in like so much production into his videos and stuff like that. I just didn't want to half-ass it. I wanted to make it perfect. And it's hard by yourself as well.
There's a lot of videos. Just a lot of them are unlisted now.
Correct. But I also think, well, that's the thing as well. It's like, I was really into building a team as well. And, you know, as much like when your mates are younger, yeah, cool. But when they're older and they have their own ambitions and it's like, well, you shoot a YouTube channel hasn't taken off yet. What the fuck are you doing? It's like, it's not as cool anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like you're at that prime age that I can groom you. Oh fuck. There's no way, good way of saying this.
There's no way of coming back after that.
No, but it's like but the thing is like you get it as well. Like you get YouTube.
I absolutely get it a lot more, I feel like, than your other friends. Oh, no offense to your other friends, but I've been through the same journey ish. I understand the YouTube journey. And after 8 years, you end up drinking piss on your show. Literal piss. But, you know, that's, I feel like it's obvious that I get it. you know, because I've been doing the same thing. But it's frustrating, isn't it, when no one really gets it and no one realizes how much work goes into it, and they only view it by if you're making money or if it's viral. Like that shit pissed me off for so long with Sam's movies.
I get that. And I get that a lot. It's like, oh, how's your YouTube channel going? And it's funny because there'll be people who'll be like, oh, that's, your videos are pretty, like there was a funny bit in your video, and they like, they'll say it out to me and I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's cool. But also like the people in my hometown are not my target audience either. Do you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely
it's,
not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to make it not the entire internet. Like that's not how it works. I don't know. It's just like, you really need to, and it's one thing I didn't do for a long time. I didn't focus on making stuff and then like just expand the audience. Like I can make a good video, but I probably didn't focus on like it properly. Mm-hmm. I was like very like hit or miss a lot of the time. And I'm like, there is like, oh, probably like 50 videos that I've filmed and partially edited and just gone, nah, not good enough. I literally watched a video. It was an OnlyFans video. Sorry, it was a video where Matt started an OnlyFans.
Is it bad that I've seen this?
It's not bad. Did you actually go through the Vimeo account? Yeah, and look
of course
for it?
I went through it. I was worried. I was like, uh-oh, I hope there's no personal shit in here. No, but I wanted to see the full collection. I mean, he's given me the Vimeo account, so like, there's obviously nothing to hide. But maybe there was after watching that. Dude, I honestly thought after watching that, I was like, that could have been the viral. That could have been so viral.
It wasn't like, good. I don't think it was. I just don't think it was good.
It was so uncomfortable that it was brilliant.
You think? I think it was just the comedic timing
was
very wasn't
uncomfortable.
There. The comedic timing was. Wasn't there. You do?
Yeah, I do. I think it was. I think the point of the video was illustrated pretty quickly, and that was that it was designed to make the viewers uncomfortable, but also make them laugh quite considerably. And I was just like, oh my god, laughing at it. Like I saw the thumbnail, I'm like, no way. I also nearly gagged when one of your thumbnails was an actual freaking still from Two Girls One Cup, which was an unreleased video as well. That's like actually having that as your thumbnail. I don't know how you can like make that thumbnail and not throw up. But anyway,
love it.
But that was like, that one was just, it's such a quick video, but it's a quickie but a goodie, as they say.
Because it was like 2.5 minutes long. And I'll just explain the video because it's never going to get released, I don't think. And it was like, Matt, you know, oh, we need to go viral. We need to grow the business. And there's a thing, you know, there's marketing and then there's niche marketing. So like the regular market is naked girls and the niche market is cock and balls. And that's what we're going to sell. And it was going to be naked photos of myself. Haha. Like that's the joke. And then, you know, you have Matt and he's like, you know, we've got a target audience and it's like ugly, fat weebs, gay, ugly, fat weebs. And so I take off my jacket and pants and I'm wearing the Sailor Moon outfit. And then I decide to throw the Sailor Moon outfit out because it's like, you know what, like no matter how much money, and you know what, here's the commentary. No matter how much money I get from selling my cock and balls, my integrity is gone. Do you know what I mean? Well, and like, so there's a little message there.
Yeah. And to describe the video to the audience, it shifts very quickly from you're all out, want to do this, to you're very sad, crying, throwing it all in the bin. In the space of literally 2 minutes, I actually thought it was quite impressive how quickly you were able to shift from I really want to do this to I'm not doing this as the character.
Did you generally think it was a good video?
I thought that it was unlisted because you were uncomfortable with the fact that on camera you were saying I'm just going to show my cock and balls on the internet.
Oh, no.
Oh, that pit. Okay. Well, I think it was so uncomfortable that it was funny, honestly. Mm.
It's cringe comedy, my favorite.
Is that the number one unlisted video, that, or is there one that's like more fabled in the history of Ennui that's like...
Let me think. There was one where I was going to start selling crypto. I was going to start selling my own crypto coin. I never ended up like editing it properly. Like I'm pretty sure like the entire footage, like 45 minutes long, is sitting in the Vimeo account. I'm pretty sure that was the video where me and Liam Leshnick, shout out. Thanks for helping me out. Sorry that I left you over in Mudgee. Sorry about that. The final scene was like Matt lost all of his money and he's sitting in the shower crying, and like, oh, I lost it all. I lost it all. And we like, we actually did like a bit of like, I actually thought about like how I wanted to film it and how I wanted to do it. Cause like, okay, you look at it, the final scene, you actually look at it. And you can hear me very clearly, but you can see the showers running. What I actually did was I filmed it, before, like me with the mic on, not wet, and did it. And then we filmed it with the shower on and me drenched. And I just sort of like said the same thing and then synced it up to the one where the mic actually picked it up properly. Cause I had the clip mic on, and obviously in the wet version, I didn't have the mic on. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I had to do a bit of DIY filmmaking.
Oh, no, you're saying I feel like there's some sort of weird underlying thing in that, but no, I know what you mean. It's was that meant to tie into that podcast that was titled "We Invested in Dogecoin, Here's What Happened"? Was that meant to be like a tie into that one, or is that unrelated?
Unrelated completely.
Okay,
it was a good episode though. The Dogecoin one, I think.
Do they have like three people on it? Was it just you and
me and my mate Kyle, who was actually my ex-fiance's sister's boyfriend. Good bloke. We're still good friends this day. Shout out Kyle. Kyle actually made the theme song to the On We Talk podcast as
Nice.
He's a bit of a musician, and he's a bit of a crypto boy. He lost half of his portfolio at one point, but that's fine. Moving on. we do actually have some...
mention that to everyone.
We have some voice messages. I actually asked the fans, hey, leave some voice messages for the anniversary. And... like, I don't know, no one did it. I feel like it's a constant. We ask the questions. We have to constantly ask the questions. Maybe we're just not popular enough. I don't know. Maybe we should just like rely on our own wit to grow the podcast first. Have you ever thought about that? Like if we're being real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Though? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, are we too small to have to do a Q&A podcast? Maybe.
But you wanted to do that, so why not just do it if you want to do it? I think when you want to do a concept badly enough, you just do it. You just you put people at gunpoint, tell them to leave a voice message, leave a Q&A question.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, and then it's good. We got it sorted. It's over.
I'm going to play one. I'll play one and then...
have a listen.
We've got a few, so we'll do it throughout the episode, but our first one is from my good friend. He's from Melbourne also. Probably like in the city, not like you fucking Mount Martha fucking piece of shit. It's Tom Videoga
from the city.
Same thing. Tom Videoga leaves us a nice little beautiful message.
Greetings and hello. This is Tom Videoga, and I am here to wish a court mandated congratulations to On We Talk for 8 years of not getting in trouble and getting cancelled and this thing getting pulled off the air, Matthew. I have secrets, Matthew! Secrets I can take you down!
Okay.
That'll be coming up on a twit longer in the future. Congratulations, Matthew and the team. All the best, and can't wait to see you on a Internet AJ episode of The Rise and Fall.
Oh, that was fucking weird.
Just need to take care of the rise part. Fuck off. It's Tom.
Thank you, Tom, awesome. for that wonderful message.
Appreciate it.
Fuck me. The last bit where he said, I'm going to be on an Internet AJ video. So Internet AJ, he does like rise and fall videos. He's a rise and fall video creator. Oh, he's very, very successful. He said, yeah, maybe we'll see you on there one day. But first you have to have a rise. Fuck you, cunt. no, but thank you, Tom. You know what? Tom's actually been I want to bring this up. Tom's actually been a big supporter of me. He's given me some great contacts. Thanks, with it within the business of YouTube. That was fucking cringe. I don't know why I said it like that.
Thanks, Tom.
He's tried setting me up with a few guys to help grow the channel. Some like actual like proper blokes. He's a good bloke. Tom, thank you. When I come down to Melbourne, we're gonna hug.
Thank you, Tom. Australia's answer to Michael McCrudden. Is he? What's his content like? Because I reckon I've seen one of his videos and I just don't know it's him.
Tom makes... I'm actually trying to think what Tom makes. I don't think I've ever watched a video of Tom's ever. He has made, he did actually do like a, I believe it was a Dungeons and Dragons sort of show. I feel like it might have been with like Channel 31, maybe.
Oh, did you?
I have a feeling maybe. I can't remember now.
I think I know the show. It aired on Fridays at 9. It was the game related show. I've probably seen that before because Channel 31, I used to be pretty closely associated. Or not closely associated with, but I know that show. Yeah, that's level one, isn't it? That show.
Maybe, I can't remember. But I'll find it and I'll send it to you after. But Tom, thanks for the nice little voice message. I appreciate it.
Keep them coming.
Very, very much. Yeah, there's like two more. There's like two more.
Well, we're playing all the ones that didn't make it on the post show. We're 100% playing the ones that didn't make it.
You guys are gonna have to
subscribe to Only Plus or else you're not gonna get to see the ones that are just god awful. Like just pure cringe.
Sam, you put one in of yourself. That was pure cringe.
Was it? Because it fooled you. You didn't know it was me.
It's like last time. You can't ask questions on your own podcast. You can't put in voice messages for your own podcast. Okay?
Didn't I ask a question for you that I answered myself anyway?
Yes, you did. That's absolutely pretty epic. I actually found... So when I used to do the podcast, like with you and with Ben, blah, 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 I had like a podcast topic database and I like filled it up with like 8 topics and then never used it ever again. And I had a look at it the other day because I found it. I don't think I've used it in like a year. And there's some interesting like topics/stories that are in here. So this is my smart way of going, have we got new topics? And not your shit way of going, have we got new topics?
By the way, I wasn't listening to the last minute. Do we have any topics to this podcast today? Let's hear them.
Look. But some of them just don't make sense to me either. Like cryptocurrency and how it's going in my life. I did actually have like a bit of cryptocurrency at one point.
That's dated.
I have not checked it like whatsoever.
Oh, no. Imagine it's just like ridiculously high and you're a millionaire.
Probably not. If I actually kept all the money I had in Bitcoin when I bought it, when I finished school, I would have like $30,000 in my account right now. Yep. And I pulled out because I needed the money for Ennui.
It's all right.
I'm not joking. I should have just kept it in Bitcoin, which is going to succeed, Bitcoin or my shitty YouTube channel? Definitely not Bitcoin. Let's pull it out and make some shitty videos. No, fuck me.
That sounds like something I'd do too. It definitely sounds like something I would have done, especially in high school. Invest everything into your channel. Invest
everything. Yeah, I literally did not go full time at my job. Because I wanted to focus on my YouTube channel.
And look at it now.
Did you really?
And look at my channel. I'll upload a video and it will get 0 likes on my main channel.
Every time I see a like on your videos, I actually downvote it. Just even it out.
You motherfucker.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Well, good thing YouTubes have deleted dislikes now. Even if you dislike a video, it still erases it somehow.
I had a topic written here and it was... what is your favorite shock website? I love Lemon Party. And I don't like, haha, I like Lemon Party, which is the one with like the 3 naked old men. You know that one?
My favorite, I don't know that one, but my favorite's meatspin.com. That's a great one.
I've never said, what is it again? I'll just type it in.
Meatspin.com.
Me at spin. This plugin is not supported. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Damn it.
I know what meat spin is, you fucking cunt. Fuck me.
Creative laugh.
I had a topic here. Oh no. You know what? This is a story that I tell at work all the time. And it was the time I kissed a girl. I'm just like, I'm looking over my mic.
I can't see it. It tastes like cherry chapstick.
That time I kissed a girl and she got cancer soon after. So
we have
I
said
kissed
this
a girl.
On the podcast before have and just fucked up. Oh, heaps what, of times.
No, I've never mentioned the story where I kissed a girl and a few months later she got leukemia.
I thought I gave it to her. Like 3 or 4 podcasts where this was mentioned. But anyway, continue.
No, I don't. So anyway, I kissed her and then she got leukemia and I thought I killed her. She didn't die, by the way. I had playing Habbo Hotel at my dad's old place and giving my dad's friends a computer virus twice. I never learned my lesson. Do you know what Habbo Hotel is?
Yes, yes. Oh, I know what Habbo Hotel is. That's that game where there was a lot of where people figured out they could game it. They could beat it, and so everyone. Oh, this is. Everyone thought this was racist, which it probably kind of was. Everyone made their character an African American. Yeah. And stood around the pool and blocked people off from going in the pool. And the meme was pools closed. And
oh, no, I've seen that.
Every single server in Habbo Hotel. And so, and they'd actually go to in real life to actual swimming pools. Hey, mum. And they would put up pools closed posters at the swimming pools in real places. And like, there's a massive internet story and documentary on it. You guys who watch it, it's hilarious. But Habbo Hotel, the people who made the game, stopped it. They got rid of people being able to do that, and then the game just deteriorated. But there was other chances for them to come back. And someone's walking around in your studio right now.
No, they're not. It was my stepdad actually dropped off a wrap for me to have for lunch, which is very nice.
You're going to say he dropped off a rat.
Should I edit on the podcast? Or is that like, I'm going to do it. Can you do an Omni Plus ad for me right now while I go?
Okay, thanks. I'm going to do an Omni Plus ad. But after saying you can't eat on a podcast, has anyone ever tried watching like a podcast or a live stream and someone's eating on it, especially noodles? Just a word of reference, the first podcast I ever went on, this dude was eating his dinner and it was like noodles and he was literally like that. It was just like, right, who wants to listen to that? Mute your fucking mic, motherfucker. Yeah, so Omni Plus, guys. Oh, fuck. The post show is probably better than the actual podcast because by the time we get to the post show, we're firing. You know, we're into it. So if you're going to miss out on the best part of this podcast, sure, go ahead. But if you want to see the best parts of this podcast, then subscribe to Omni Plus. And there'll also be some more extras coming soon. As well, watch that space.
What extras are coming? You have like no fucking say in anything we do here. So if you're gonna fucking say shit like that, have something to fucking back it up. You fucking munted cunt. Speaking of, by the way, I actually do have an ad read. By the way, can you stop talking? I have an ad read. Can you stop?
What an abusive boss.
Let's get up. Fuck. I just need to. I need to get some. Fuck. Just give me a sec. I just need to go to YouTube for a sec. Royalty free upbeat music.
In an actual podcast.
Shut up. Stop.
Imagine listening to this.
Just give me a second. Shut up. Hey there, fellow podcast listeners. It's Matthew Winter from On We Talk. Okay. Is that better? How's that? Is that better? Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Sammy. Just stop talking. I need to. Hey there, fellow podcast listeners. It's Matthew Winter from On We Talk, the podcast that brings you hilarious and unfiltered conversations with fascinating guests. But today, I want to talk to you about something that's close to my heart, or rather, my hairy body. That's a razor sound, by the way. Yep, you guessed it, shaving. But that's not just any ordinary shaving routine. See, I've got extreme body hair. I'm talking about a carpet of fur on my back, chest, and even my butt and groin. But it's no secret the body hair game is on another level. But it used to be a real problem when it came to impressing the ladies. Yeah, you can imagine.
That was a monster cringe.
That was fucking. Can you let me finish my fucking ad? Fuck me. Let me scroll down. No, I'm finishing the ad.
It needed to be stopped.
No, I'm finishing. Right. I'm finishing the ad. Yeah, you can imagine the reaction when they caught a whiff of the gross odor coming from my nether regions. I mean, I don't blame them for passing out. But then, I discovered Dollar Shave Club, and it's been a game changer for me. With Dollar Shave Club's high-quality razors and grooming products, I can now confidently shave my entire body without any worries. The razors are sharp, durable, and give me a close to smooth shave, even in the hard-reach areas. Now, thanks to Dollar Shave Club, I'm not only impressing the ladies with my witty conversations on the podcast, but also with my clean and fresh-smelling body. No more passing out from the gross odor. And let me tell you, it's a game-changer. Not only do I feel more confident, But I've also noticed the ladies are taking a lot more notice of me. So whether you're a fellow body hair enthusiast like me, or just someone who wants to quality shave, I recommend Dollar Shave Club. Join Dollar Shave Club today and elevate your grooming game. And hey, if you're curious about the hilarious conversations I have with my guests on Normally Talk, make sure to check out the podcast too. Thanks for listening and happy shaving.
Oh, is it over? Oh shit, it's over. Oh my God.
In the future, maybe I'll make the ads a bit shorter, but that's fine.
Even podcasts that have ads included, they don't have ads that long. That was, whoa.
We got our first sponsor, so. Are you happy? We're going to make some money now. We don't have to work our shitty jobs. We've made it, Sam.
What do you mean, we?
Okay, I've made it. You're still not getting paid for any of this whatsoever.
I'm on we.
Also, I've just noted, because we record in Riverside, my name is Martin, and you have your name as Ennui.
Because I'm Ennui right now.
This is supposed to be a really cool podcast anniversary, and you've given nothing?
A shit show. You've given me nothing.
Can you give me something? Bring up, I don't know. Oh, remember that cool video?
All right. What's the best shoot and most fun shoot in the history of Ennui?
So you're going to just read the questions from the fucking Pete. You're a fucking cunt. No. So the best shoot that I've ever had. I think the best shoot I ever had was for a video where it was Marty's Internet Show, my old web series. And we filmed like, it was like a birthday thing. I had like a bee hat. It was like a bee hat with like little poop on it. I had my shirt off. I had a guitar and I was singing Wonderwall with a guitar. Everyone was like, had their lighters up, going side by side. And then Marty got really drunk and really racist. And then we went for a walk. We met a homeless guy called Homeless Greg, played by our friend Liam. And there was a bit where we bought drugs from him and got fucked up. And then we accidentally killed him. We thought we killed him and then we dumped his body and then he ended up on the top of my car. We're like, where is he? Where is he? And then you see him like slide down the windscreen of my car and everyone screamed and it was fucking funny as shit. But that's the funniest.
That's the best episode of Matt.
I don't even think it's the best one we've done, but it was the most fun shoot. I remember I went to get my teeth like clean before I got my braces on. And it was like they had to go like really deep in between the teeth and all this shit. And my teeth were aching. So I popped like so much fucking Panadol that day and had to record that night. Dedication to the game, my friend.
Jesus Christ.
It was the best safe. And worst.
Oh, so best and worst. I didn't have one for the worst because I think we've already answered that on this podcast before. What's I've said the worst, one I've guests.
Done? Oh, worst guests.
But we've already answered that. But no, worst, worst recording. Yeah, sure.
You know what? I'm going to call him out. There was a time we recorded with Casper, and it was the first time I'd ever used my camera.
Why does Casper get a mention in the worst?
Because he fucked up the lighting on me, and it was really dark, and I couldn't fix it. So fuck you, Casper. But also, shout out. One time he at the U10 formal.
Shout out.
At the year 10 formal, Cass was breakdancing and all the kids loved him. So, you know what? I gave him, you know, we criticized him and then we complimented him for his breakdancing. So, Casper.
For that one time at the year 10 formal. I don't think he cares about that.
He does. He does.
Casper's a loyal filmer for Ennui and you've just lost your only.
He only filmed like twice overall.
Really? Well, he's going to do a lot more shooting. Well, I'm over.
Why do you have to make it like his work cut out for him? You made it really weird. You said like, oh, I'm going to... Did you say come shoot? Is that what you said?
No, I said a lot more shooting. But anyway, as a fan, I really want more context on that first ever Ennui recording. What it was like, what equipment you were using, where it was filmed, how awkward it was.
Video
mainly
or podcast?
How awkward it was. Was the first one, the first podcast ever, the first Ennui recording was a video podcast, wasn't it? Correct. Wasn't an audio podcast. Yeah.
No, it was a video, and it was in this room right over there where my bed is. Shout out to the bed. And it was on, I don't think it was this table. I think it was like, you know, when you go to like a, I don't know, I'll give a random example, like a soccer gala, and they have those foldable tables that they put like, orange slices on. That was the table we used for the podcast. And they were shitty. They weren't shitty. They were like NT USB Rode microphones. They were like $70 each. I had three of them, and it was all plugged into the one laptop.
Pretty impressive.
And it used to crash all the time. And then it was just plugged. It was my little, I think I had a Canon at that time. It was the original Canon I had. And it was pretty garbage, but pretty great.
Was it 100D Canon?
No, it wasn't 100D. It was like 500.
Okay.
D. It was like mine, shit.
Mine was a Canon 100D from 2013 that I used for the first like 10 years of making video. Oh, not first 10.
Isn't this a like podcast about Ennui and not about you, cunt? So how many actual good cameras have you gone through in your time now? Four?
Two.
Two. Just two. Just two? Fuck, you're poor. I had a Nikon, then a Canon. Then I upgraded to the Sony and I bought a second Sony. Yeah, I had a Nikon originally.
Who the fuck owns a Nikon?
I had a Nikon in high school and I filmed my year 12 art major work. And it was a film called Searching for a Free Mind. And I filmed my mate skateboarding and had, do you know Sigur Rós? It's like a dreamy, they're like Swedish, like a dreamy like rock band. I had one of their songs playing in the background. And like, no, they were Icelandish because they were singing in the background like, yes,
Icelandic.
Yeah, that's Icelandic. And my mate was just skateboarding and looking sad.
That was it. That was awesome. But
you know what? I got fucking like 85% for that fucking major work. So, and I actually Wopke, you know what? You know what grinds my gears? When you make a fucking great piece of work like that, get rated pretty well, and then you see like the major works that get, specifically the films, the major work films that get like chosen to show like all over New South Wales or this shit, and they're fucking garbage. It's like shit acting. The composition's not even that good. And like I make this beautiful little film and I don't get chosen. I'm pissed off. Okay?
Too contemporary for the New South Wales Film Commission. They want really serious dramatic acting from their dramatic Australians. You notice that shit with Australian acting? It always has to be dramatic. Like, for fuck's sakes. Give us some comedy. Fuck me, man.
When me and Ben, we did a...
No, don't talk with your mouth full, you disgusting man.
We did a mockumentary. It was Marty. It was a Marty mockumentary. And we put it into the local film festival. Didn't even get a callback. And it was fucking great. Like, there was a joke in there about, like, Ben, like, oh, he was actually, like, working with Steven Spielberg, but Marty convinced him to, like, you know, take the risk, work with me, and it hasn't paid off at all. There were some good jokes in there. There's some really, really good jokes in there. But
wasn't that one of your friends? Sorry to cut you off and go off topic. Wasn't that a thing with one of your friends? Didn't he have a chance to be in Neighbours or some shit? And he
Oh, no, I lied. I just lied. I just do that. It's sort of my thing now.
That's okay.
It's my podcast. I can lie if I want to. Well, that's
all right. It's all right. What's the most... I was going to ask what's the most disastrous shoot in Army history, but we literally already covered that. Having said that, the moment...
Actually, no, there's one more.
What about the moment where the woman thought that someone had actually collapsed outside on the street?
Oh, and left when... So I got dropped off the side of the hospital because I had been... I was dead. And a lady thought I was actually dead. But that's not the most disastrous shoot. We filmed a video. It was a Marty's Net Show video, which starred Ben. And this whole thing was like, oh, Ben's gay. And it's not even a funny joke. Like, in retrospect, it's like, he's not actually gay. And it's like, the humor coming from this isn't gay. But the joke, what it was, it was something like we were getting like Ben ready to, I don't know, meet somebody, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not what it was. We went to Ben's house and he was watching gay porn, which was just a joke. And I wrote the joke in just because I could have gay porn on Ben's computer. And then it went along and it was getting Marty all dressed up and looking cool. Like they picked out clothes for him because it was Jack and Kieran. Shout out Jack and Kieran, who helped Marty get ready while Ben filmed. Because like in the action, like in the, within the show as well. And it was getting Marty ready. We did his hair. We waxed his chest. We got him like dressed up and all this stuff. And you might actually remember this. This actually came out as a video. We had to refilm it, but the original filming was so much better. Cause at the end of it, it was, they go to a nightclub and what ends up happening is Ben ends up sleeping with Jack, because we had in Ben's bed and I forced this scene to happen in the episode that got released. It just wasn't as funny, but in the original, it's like Ben, you see him wake up in his bed, no shirt on. And then you see my mate Jack throw off the sheets and he's like shirtless as well. And it looks like there's two naked men in Ben's bed. And it was just filmed perfectly. The comedic timing was perfect.
Where's like, the footage? It was just, does it still exist?
The footage exists, but the mic was off on the camera and it fucked up the whole recording. And it was amazing. And honestly, it probably would have been the best episode, like the best video we ever filmed. Obviously, you know, Marty's fucking dead and I don't think any of those things are going to take off like now. But for the time, it was fucking great. Probably one of the best things I ever did.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to mention my channel then. The one time I had the mic off of my camera and I forgot about it. It was one of the best. That was one of the best recordings I ever did. And the mic wasn't on. So I still got the footage, but you know, it's okay. You know, you win some and you lose some. I think it was an outro for the Emoji Movie review and it was a really good outro, but never mind.
Sorry, I just turned the mic down for you so I can have a little bit of a bite of my kebab.
No, that's fine. That's okay. Why has Ennui never been pitched to Channel 7, 9, 10, ABC, SBS, Fox 8, the comedy channel?
Because I'm not good enough.
Who said that?
Everybody I've talked to. No, but...
Fuck them, man.
Do you know that originally... Originally, it was back in the day. This is when I was 18. The reason I registered Ennui as a business, because I didn't really need to in the beginning, but I was trying to get funding for an animated series, like a pilot, which was either going to be, I eventually get it on YouTube and like do it that way, or pitch it to a network. I never got to the funding part. I applied for funding through Screen Australia and never got the money. Auntie Donna did. Good on you guys. Ennui did
already
not.
Big. Screen Australia only takes into account things that are already a success, so they're not
correct.
There's no risk involved because they don't want the risk of like something not succeeding, which is pussy effort. And I feel like that's the Australian film industry as a whole, and especially the last 20 years, they don't take any risks, so we haven't succeeded in anything. Fuck you, but guys.
The thing is, I didn't at the time. I didn't have any like proof of that I could actually make stuff either. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like now, I could.
Yeah.
Now I probably could. I could go, hey, I'm actually been making like these little internet videos. The last one was uploaded 2 years ago. Sorry about that. But you know what I mean? Like, and that's the reason why I started filming videos out of necessity.
Yeah.
Same as Stepmates. You know, Stepmates Studios, been on the podcast a few times. Shout out Mark. Shout out Seb. They actually like filmed sketches for ages. And then somebody stole their camera equipment. So they started just animating instead.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know. It was probably in Fitzroy. Shout out.
Isn't it crazy though? Like, despite all this shit happening, your stuff being stolen, and despite not making it to Fox 8, why is it every time I talk, you start eating? Isn't it crazy how much a difference? I was going to say something serious, so I'll wait until you finish your little bit here. The difference experience makes as a creator, doesn't matter like what's happened in your time making YouTube. Oh, it's. Shit, it's raining with the sun out. That's pretty rare. Doesn't matter what's happened. If you've got experience, you can basically do anything in the industry. And a lot of people think that you know, experience schmearience, but I think otherwise. Can
well,
I just
remember,
say...
Continue.
Sorry, really quickly. Have you... That song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, I just want to play that right now because it's raining on a sunny day.
That's but crazy. Yeah. That's not, is that a band?
Oh my!
I know who our listeners are millennials. They don't know anything except like Mr. Beast and I don't know TikTok. That's it.
Oh, I almost did my back.
Fucking
millennials,
person.
Little bastards.
I actually have a.
I think I did do my back.
I have some more voicemails, which we should probably get to because we're like 45 minutes in and people aren't going to
listen
to the
podcast. Do all of them. Finish. Yeah, rapid fire. All the ones you didn't want to release. Do it. Just do
not
it.
Not all of them. I'll do
the
ones I
want to. Times. I want awkward times. Please.
I have two that I want to do and that's it. We'll do the rest on the other one, okay? On the bonus, all right, okay?
At least we
Deal?
Can go through the rest. Deal.
Okay. Okay. Here's one from former patron, Jonesy. Please join Omni Plus again. You absolute piece of New Zealand shit.
Love you, Jonesy. That was a smart decision, brother.
Okay, here we go.
G'day, Matthew. Jonesy here. Just wanting to say congratulations on 8 years of the podcast. You know, it's pretty crazy that the podcast is the same age as the girls you're into. It's quite an achievement, actually. Just keep up all the good shit, mate. Keep it going. Keep it strong. And hopefully you guys succeed. All the best of luck, man. Congratulations.
Before we continue, we actually had a follow-up as well.
Jonesy here again, my bad. I mean, 8 years of ennui, not the podcast in particular. Also, so the Beef Boys. Beef Boys, beep, beep, beep. Let's fucking go.
So, Jonesy, thanks for clarifying that. You actually like read that it's actually, yes, the ennui 8th anniversary and not the podcast itself. But also, I swear to God, if you bring up the Beef Boys again, I'm going to murder you. Fuck Beef Boys.
Why was the Beef Boys the problem there? What about the joke you made about the podcast, the ennui is the same age as the age you like?
Oh, pedo schmedo, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so
that is fucked. End this whole production right now.
I have one more from, and I was actually so really fun. Surprised to get this one. I definitely didn't ask this specific person to give us one.
He's very gonna be very specific.
You know that I did a documentary many years ago with Ben on who is Caleb Templeman. We traveled down to Wollongong. So the man, the myth, the legend, Caleb Templeman has actually left a voice message.
Yes. All right. Caleb.
Are we ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's fucking 43 seconds ready. Fucking long. Okay.
What's up, Onwe? It is Caleb Templeman here. Congratulations on 8 years. It's been such an amazing ride. I still remember to this day when you guys filmed the Who is Caleb Templeman documentary down in the Gong. Such an amazing documentary. When We Talk is such an amazing podcast. It's just, you know, I'm listening to it all the time when I'm on the train, when I'm on the bus, always listening to the amazing podcast. I'm going to be really excited to see what's going to happen over the next few years with Onwe, what projects, what you guys are working on. It's going to be really, really good. I'm really, really keen for it. Bring on another 8 years. Keep up the good work, Onwe.
That was the best one yet. That was so wholesome. What the fuck? That's like by far the winner. That's the grand champion. Mm. Caleb, man, thank you. We fucking appreciate it, honestly. That was straight from the fucking heart. Everyone else can get fucked. Caleb's our only fan.
It's really good to say, wax, give me a sec.
Don't take him seriously though, Caleb. You're a legend, mate. Fantastic work. And shout out to the Gong as well. Shout out to the Gong.
Shout out Wollongong. Whoop, whoop. That's where, you know, Koala Man, the animated show by Michael Cusack that was on Hulu. You know what I'm talking about? You actually not know what I'm talking about at all?
No, I don't. I just wanted to do that expression for ages.
Koala Man.
Michael Cusack, who made Smiling Friends.
Stop talking while fucking eating your disgusting fucking wrap, you fucking gross cunt.
I don't know what you're talking about. Smiling Friends, he made Smiling Friends with Zach Hadle from...
Wollongong.
Yeah, the Australian YouTuber. He animates. And he made Koala Man. Have you never seen it? I'll send you a link. It's on Stan or some shit.
Wow.
Do you have anything you want to say before we do wrap up?
I do want to say that eggs are actually extremely healthy for you, and they're a good part of your diet. So definitely eat eggs. Yeah, that's it.
I do have one final ad read, by the way. I probably should have.
The good thing it's at the end.
You need to stop being fucking rude to me. Give me a sec. I just need to get some. Okay, give me a second.
You need to stop being rude to our listeners.
Can you hear that properly?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Hey there, folks. It's your favorite host, Matthew Winter, from the On We Talk podcast. And as you know, we bring you the most candid and unfiltered conversations with guests of all walks of life. And today, I want to talk to you about our latest sponsor. Now, this might come as a surprise, but to some of you, but I want to be transparent with you, my listeners. On We Talk is now sponsored by the Ku Klux Klan. Now, you know, you might be wondering, why would we partner with an organization like the KKK? Well, it's because they believe in free speech and open dialogue, just like we do here on the On We Talk podcast. They approached me with their offer, and I was intrigued. I believe that everyone, regardless of their beliefs, should have the opportunity to voice their opinions and engage in civil discourse. Plus, the KKK has some fascinating stories to share. I mean, have you ever wondered what goes on at their secret meetings? What does that say? Matt has no sponsors, not even the KKK. This podcast sucks? They're not going to like that. Do you know what's going to happen now because you interrupted my KKK sponsor? Fucking, you can guess. And I probably shouldn't say it on the podcast, but I'll say it on the bonus episode, the after show of the On We Talk podcast. Thanks for joining us for our anniversary special. Thanks, podcast guys. Does not suck.
Listen in.
If you dare, the web.